Welcome to the Journalism of Everything podcast, a podcast for people who are curious about everything. I'm your host, Doree Smith, an experienced freelance journalist bringing you extensive research, expert interviews, and hopefully many different perspectives from everything on immigration to Ouija boards. On this episode of the Journalism of Everything podcast, I spoke to Episcopal Bishop William Gregg about Israel. Why is Israel considered God's chosen people? And what does that mean for the rest of us today? Why is Israel always an indicator for some for the end times? So why are the Israelites considered God's chosen people? And I mean that in a, obviously there's the biblical references, but there are lots of, you know, people in this world that we're now aware of, you know, that maybe weren't aware of when the Bible was written and influenced. So why are they considered God's chosen people? And then what does that mean to the rest of us?
If we believe in Christ and the Jews have rejected Christ, are we now the chosen people that have superseded the Jewish people? And St. Paul's answer was no. And moreover, Paul was pretty emphatic about, and besides that, it's none of your business. Don't worry about that, because that was God's decision. The Christian relationship to that is that I would argue we are, in another sense, also God's chosen people, in the sense that God works through Christian people in the same way that God worked through the Jewish people and continues to do so through both groups. But I think the current world situation is that we need to understand that all of those relationships between God and the Jewish people, between God and Christians, between God and Muslims, between God and Hindu or spiritualist or animist or whatever one might be, is a very particular relationship. And so to claim the designation God's chosen people really has to be nuanced into particularity of the various relationships God has, and not understood as exclusionary.
Bishop Gregg and I also talked about that very famous term from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," and what that implies about a world that is monumentally larger than the one Bible writers were aware of.
For example, God so loved the world.
Right.
It doesn't say God so loved a part of the world or this particular people. It's just the world.
Right.
John was very careful about how he articulated things like that. And as you were pointing out earlier, we now know much more about the world and much more about how many more people are there. And I don't see, as a Christian looking at this, or an Episcopalian, that those people who are not Jewish or Christian are not beloved of God, are not part of God's people. So that what God reveals about God's self is God's steadfastness in relationship to the chosen people. God has committed to the people of Israel to be their God and for them to be the people through whom God particularly reveals God's self into the world.
Join me and Bishop Greg on the Journalism of Everything podcast for Why Israel? Is it a land, a people, or a prophecy? This episode is available on all of the podcast apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Pandora, and of course, YouTube.